This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me inside the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio is Jody Beznoska. She is Vice President of Communications at Walton Arts Center. You braved the elements today.
Yeah, the roads were not bad.
Now, I should say, I guess in western and central Arkansas, yeah. Got it far, but for at least Washington and most of Benton County, not nearly as bad as we thought it might have been.
No, I don't think. I mean, really, the roads weren't bad at all,
no.
And it seems to be raining.
Yeah.
So at least, hopefully, you know, everybody's safe and all that.
When the thunder hail moved in about 5,
yes.
You know, I looked at it and I kind of shook my head. And the temperature has been going up ever since then.
Yeah.
It was about 31 then and 35 by the time I got on the road. And
yeah, so we dodged another bullet.
And we did,
which
and
is
that's
a good
okay.
Thing.
Yes,
it is. We are totally okay with
and
that.
And nothing was on the line tonight at Walton Arts Center. You didn't have anything scheduled
correct.
Anyway.
Correct, correct.
But
yeah.
Hair tomorrow.
Yes, but hair tomorrow. So the timing of this couldn't have been more perfect for us anyway. So yes, hair starts tomorrow. It's the first of 3 shows, 1 tomorrow night and 2 on Saturday. Tickets available for all 3 of those shows. If it's, you know, I'm looking out the window, it's gray, it's rainy, it's gross. Hair is perfect for this weather because it's not gray, rainy, or gross.
No.
It's bright and colorful and really fun, and it's got those great songs, Age of Aquarius, Good Morning Starshine. That musical made those songs
yes.
popular. I've always, for some reason, I always thought it was the other way around, that was a jukebox musical made from music
no.
that somebody else had written.
No, but
that's
like,
not the way it was.
Bands like Fifth Dimension.
Mm-hmm.
Covered the songs
right.
and then had the hits.
Right.
Yeah.
Which is neat. You don't hear that very often. You know, that doesn't really happen now where a Broadway show will guide
right.
the popular music like that. So that's pretty cool. And you will get to dance with the cast if you go and you want to. They invite you up on stage at the very end. So that's going to be terrific fun. That's tomorrow and Saturday. And then, let's see, the UA Symphony has a concert next week.
That's right.
And then
Masterworks 3.
That's the UA Symphony.
UA Symphony. No,
yes.
Masterworks 3 for Sona is not until March 9th.
That's correct.
I apologize.
No problem.
Yes.
Dance Brazil for us will be on March 1st. That's the next show in our 10x10 series. So that's going to be one of those great 10x10 shows where we have the pre-show discussion and the post-show party and really low-price tickets, and that's going to be fun. That one is close to sold out, so get your tickets now if you want to go to Dance Brazil on March 1st. On March 2nd, Mary Chapin Carpenter and Sean Colvin.
Right.
And then the UA has a lot of concerts in March, actually. So if you're interested in hearing the Campus Band or the Wind Symphony or anything like that, check out our website because there's a lot going on for them. And then you have Sona Masterworks 3.
Right, March 9th.
March 9th.
Okay.
Yep. So that's their third sort of big concert that features, you know, great
the traditional classical,
the big traditional
right.
works. Yeah. So that's March 9th. And then speaking of classical, we have James Galway on March 14th.
Just found out I'll be talking to him, and that'll be on the air sometime
that's
next week.
That's neat.
It is.
He's a legend.
Yes, he is.
He's a neat guy. And we just also learned that this show is the day before, well, we didn't learn this, but we just sort of discovered this, that this show is the day before St. Patrick's Day. funny how that
figured
works.
It out. Yes,
we figured that out. But he's going to be playing all kinds of Irish music, which will be really fun. And mm-hmm. we're going to probably have a little Irish party in the lobby with special drinks.
Lobby will be decorated.
Everything will be decorated. And it looks like that's going to be actually, you know, we've been saying it's a classical concert, but it sounds like it's going to be really sort of entertaining and
sure.
fun. You know, it's not just going to be very quiet and
right.
sober. So that's on the 14th, the day before St. Patrick, or that, I think that's day or 2 days before
March
St. Patrick's
17th
day.
Is St. Patty's
so
Day.
A couple days before.
Okay.
And then on the 15th, we'll have One Night of Queen, the mm-hmm. Queen tribute band, obviously. And then on the 16th, we will have the last show in our Starlight Jazz series, Gregoire Marais' Quartet.
Harmonica.
Yeah.
He's a master of the harmonica.
I know. That's so neat.
Yeah.
That's going to be really fun. So that's the 16th.
He channels, at least on his latest CD, he sort of channels Stevie Wonder at times.
Really?
The early Motown sort of. Kind of.
Oh.
There's, yeah, pays homage.
Homage.
Help me out. You've been to
it could
France.
Be, yeah, it's homage if you've been to
okay.
France recently.
Thank you.
So that's a busy March. Looking ahead to the end of March, Garrison Keillor will be on the 28th of March. Again, tickets going fast mm-hmm. for that one, so don't wait on that one. And then let's just look ahead to the Monterey Jazz Festival in April.
Yeah. That's going to be big.
That's going to be big.
That's in the big room.
Yep, big hall with huge, you know, major people from the jazz world. And then also Anything Goes, our next big Broadway show, April 9th through the 14th. Beautiful sort of throwback musical full of beautiful dancing, tap dancing, and Cole Porter.
There you go.
So that one, you can't really go wrong with that one. But, yeah, lots going on.
And I know I've asked you this the last 2 or 3 weeks, but we're going to start hearing about next year, too. Not that we want this year to end.
We are going to start hearing about next year. If you're a Walton Arts Center Broadway subscriber, you will start hearing probably within a week or so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, and yeah, we can, maybe next week we can talk a little bit about what's coming on next year's Broadway.
Yeah, thank you, Jody. How can people find out more?
443-5600 or waltonartscenter.org, or come on down to the box office and say hello and buy some tickets.
Thanks, Jody.
Thanks.
I'm Ophira Eisenberg, host of Ask Me Another. Being a movie star sounds fun, but it's not always limos and red carpets. Just ask Steve Guttenberg.
Oy vey, Dancing with the Stars.
Oy vey.
God bless them. I'm telling you, a lot of dancing. Oy.
The star of Cocoon and Three Men and a Baby, Steve Guttenberg, next time on Ask Me Another, NPR's hour of puzzles, word games, and trivia. Game on.
Ask Me Another, Saturday mornings at 11 on KUAF 91.3 FM.